Today's Mishnayos are Masechta Shviyos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet, and Perek Zayin Mishnah Heh. So Mishnah Dalet is a continuation of the Seifa of Mishnah Gimel, which discussed a list of things that a person is not allowed to do business with. The Mishnah began by discussing a halacha related to Shviyos, and that is Ein Oisin Schoira Beperei Shviyos, one of the most important halachas in Hilchos Shviyos, La'achla v'loy l'schayra. And from there, the Mishnah digressed. The Mishnah said, you're also not allowed to do business with a bachar. You can't do business with truma. You can't do business with nevelos, trefos, shkatzim, and remasim. Our Mishnah now is going to mention a few details related to these halachas. And it's going to begin discussing the halacha that a person is not allowed to do business with a bachar. So number one, let's define. What exactly is a bachar? It says in the Torah, shor oy kesef oy eiz. If you have certain kosher animals, they give birth to a child in the event that the child, the animal, the firstborn is a zachar, it has kedushas bechar. The halacha of a bechar is, you have to give it to a kohen. It's one of the matnois kahuna. The kohen himself has to take it to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's makrivit as a carbon. So a bechar is a type of carbon. You have a chatas and oil shlamim. A bechar is a type of carbon. However, a bechar is very unique. In the event that a bechar gets a mum, somehow the bechar goes from being kodesh to being chulin. That idea is a chiddush. It underpins many sugyas in seder kachims, primarily in mesechtes bechares. But that's the halacha, that's the chiddush of a bechar. That a bechar, when it's a tam, it has kedushas aguf, it needs to be brought on the mizbeach as a carbon. If, however, it receives a mum, then the Torah says, kitzviu ka'ayol, you're allowed to eat it and treat it as if it's regular chulin. And the din is that in most respects, it's literally like any meat that you would buy in the butcher shop. Stating that, it's only in most respects. With regards to certain inyanim, Chazal said that you still have to treat it with sanctity, because at the end of the day, let's be honest, this all began as a bechar. One of those halachas is this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein oisin tzchayra bebechayrois. You're not allowed to do geshaft with bechayrois. Now, to be clear, when we say you can't do business with a bechar, it doesn't mean the kohen can't sell the bechar. He can sell it. He just can't turn it into a business. So as we're going to see, he can't profit off of it. Also, you can't buy it al menas to sell it. There can't be middlemen, wholesalers, retailers, flippers. That already is not okay. So to sell it is fine. But be medayik l'shoynoi hazov shal hatana in the Mishnah, it's ein oisin schayra. You can't do schayra with it. Our Mishnah is going to begin with a halacha related to the halacha of ein oisin schayra b'bechar. Zok the Mishnah, lokach b'char l'mishnah b'noi. In the event that somebody purchased a b'char for his son's chasana, now obviously the b'char that he bought was a b'char b'almum. He was allowed to buy it. And by the way, he could even be a czar. A b'char b'almum doesn't even have to be eaten by kehanim. Anyone's allowed to eat it. So somebody went and he purchased a b'char l'mishnah b'noi. Oy l'regel, or he put a fiyant, v'loy tzarechloy, and he doesn't need it anymore. Mutal l'moichroy. Then the halach is if he wants to sell it, he's allowed to sell it. What's the chiddush? It looks a little bit like maybe you're doing a geshaft. Maybe you're doing a business with it. I bought it and then I sold it. Kamash b'lan, that being that I bought it for a chasana, I bought it for yontiv. It turned out v'loy tzarechloy, I ended up not needing it. In that instance, mutal l'moichroy, I would be allowed to sell it. Another halacha. If you have someone who is a hunter, he's a trapper, he traps chayes, oifois, dogim, and it just so happens that in his trap he ended up catching animals that are not kosher. If this person wants to sell it, he's allowed to sell it. So to do schayra is not okay. But if punk, it just so happens that it happened to end up in your trap, so then the halach is if you want to sell it, you can sell it. Rabbi Yehuda says, af mishen nisman aloy levidarko. Not only tzodei chaya oifois v'dogin. Not only professional trappers have this kula, any person. Man's walking on the street, and it just so happens he sees on the side of the road a non-kosher animal, it's worth a few dollars, he decides he's going to take it, he's going to sell it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to. Meaning, if this person wants, like keyach, umoicher, he could take it, he could sell it, it's not a problem. Just don't turn it into a profession. Don't open up another branch, don't hire people, right? Don't turn this into a business. Chachamim Oisrim, the Chachamim say no. I disagree. The professionals, if they want to do it, they'd be allowed to do it. But if some other random person wants to do it, it's not going to be okay. Now, what's the difference? It matters if this is what you do for a living. It matters if you have a degree, you graduated from the school of Why should that make a difference? So the Rav asks the question, and the Rav says that the reason is because these trappers, these people that used to go hunting, they used to have to pay a tax. That was something that they had to do. They had overhead. They had expenses. So therefore, Chazal will make for them. They said, you have overhead, so we'll allow you to benefit from these non-kosher animals to be able to allow you to cover the expenses that you have. But a person that's punk walking in the street, for him, this is rak revach. All he's going to do is have upside from this. He has no overhead, because this is not something that he does for a living. So there was no reason in Chazal's mind to be mekel, and that's why the Chachamim said that if someone is taka from the tzadi chayu oifes v'dogin, and punk, you bumped into it, then we'll allow you to sell. It's a kula, but in this instance, we'll allow it. But it's only because we know you have expenses. Merubim tzarchei amcha, and we have rachmanis on you, and it's for that reason we're going to allow you to do it. But stam and the Veltarayim, for a person to benefit from this, this is something that's not going to be, oh, okay. Mishnah Hay. So Mishnah Hay is going to return to the beginning of the parak. The beginning of the parak, which discussed a klal gadol and then another klal. And that was, there are two types of plants as it relates to the laws of Shvias. There are those that are subject to the laws of beer, and there are those that are not subject to the laws of beer. These were big rules, big principles. What does it depend on? Is it a dover that's miskayim ba'aretz, or is it a dover that einay miskayim ba'aretz? The things that are einay miskayim ba'aretz, so these things eventually cease to exist, meaning they're not going to last on the ground for too long. Me'ezatam, but they're not miskayim ba'aretz. Something like that is subject to the laws of beer, because that's what beer is. The law of beer states that once this item is no longer available in the field, so now I have to be mevayer that same item in the event that I'm hoarding it inside my house. But it's therefore only subject to something that b'metzios may not be miskayim ba'aretz. However, in the event that you have something that is miskayim ba'aretz, so then the va'oid klal acharamru, the second rule says something like that is ein loy beer, ve'ein l'dom of beer. So the Mishnah gave examples with Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. These were a whole bunch of different examples of such halachas. Mishnah Hay is going to continue mentioning examples of this concept, that something that's ein miskayim ba'aretz is subject to the laws of beer. Something that's miskayim ba'aretz is not subject to the laws of beer. Zok to Mishnah. Lulvez rodim v'charuvim. So we all know what a lulav is. The English word is a shoot. S-H-O-O-T. But again, we know what a lulav is. So the lulav of zrodim, that's a certain type of tree, v'charuvim, that's boxer, that's a carob tree, yeshlam shvias, they're subject to shvias, v'lit meyim shvias, in the event that you sold it, the money would have kedusha shvias, yeshlam beer, that's the punchline, v'lit meyim beer. So these things would be subject to the laws of beer as well. Lulvei ha'ela, v'habotna v'atatodim, however, the lulavim of ela, botna, and atodim, so the Rav explains what all of these things are. The one interesting one is botna. So the Rav says, what exactly is botna? Miloshim botnim ushkedim. Certain types of nuts, Beloshan Aravi, and in Arabic says the Rav, it's pastak, pistachio, that's what it is. So, and the Rav is referred to it as pastak, that's what button is, regardless. So the lulavim of Eila button and Atadim, Yeshlam Shvias, Philidmeim Shvias, Ein Lohem Beer, Veloidmeim Beer. However, these things are not subject to beer, and their money would not be subject to beer either. And the reason is because these are things that are Miskayim. And because they're miskayim, they don't have beer. Now, the reason these things are miskayim is because they remain on the tree. And because they remain on the tree for such a long period of time, they're miskayim. And that, as we know, the rule says, would mean that they wouldn't be subject to the laws of beer. Abazak de Mishnah, avala olin, the leaves of these trees, yesh beer, are subject to the laws of beer. Mipnation, noisha me'avim, because they fall off their father. What does it mean they fall off their father? They fall off the actual tree. Because they fall off the tree, eventually they get consumed. Therefore, they're not miskayim. If they're not miskayim, like the rule says, they're subject to the laws of beer.